Unit 7, For the Glory of Sport, 1. Part 1, Warming Up. A. Keywords. The first. Olympic.
Vocabulary. Hemisphere. Melbourne. Munich.
You are going to hear some firsts in Olympic history. In column A, you have some years and place names in which the Olympic Games were held. In column B are some of the key words of the firsts. Supply the missing years or place names. Then match column A with column B.
Women competed in Olympic events for the first time in Paris in 1900.
In 1924, the first Winter Games were held in Chamonix.
In 1932, the first Olympic Village was built to accommodate athletes in Los Angeles.
In 1936, in Berlin, TV cameras broadcast Olympic events for the first time.
The 1956 Olympics in Melbourne were the first Olympic Games to be held in the Southern Hemisphere.
Tokyo hosted the first Asian Olympics in 1964.
In 1972, for the first time, over 1 billion TV viewers watched the Munich Olympic opening ceremony.
B. Keywords. IOC. The Olympic Charter. Olympic Museum and Study Center. The International Olympic Academy.
Vocabulary. Charter. Ideal. Lausanne.
You are going to hear some information about the Olympic organizations. Supply the missing words.
IOC stands for International Olympic Committee, which governs the Olympics in general. It was founded in Paris on 23 June 1894. Its headquarters are in the Swiss city of Lausanne. Its official languages are English and French. IOC members come from 5 different continents: Africa, America, Asia, Europe, and Oceania. They choose Olympic cities 6 years in advance. All the Olympic movement's rules are contained in a book called the Olympic Charter. There's an Olympic Museum and Study Center in Lausanne. It contains posters, documents, medals, books, photos, paintings, films, and sculptures. The International Olympic Academy is a special center at Olympia in Greece. People involved in sport go there every summer to study the Olympic movement's history, ideals, and future.
C. Keywords. Winter Games. 5 circles. The Olympic flame. Amateurs. The opening ceremony. Motto.
Vocabulary. Era. Host. Abide by. Monarch. Motto.
Read the following questions. Can you give the answers? Then listen to the recording. Write down the key points for each question.
It's supposed to be fun. I hope it is tonight. Well, so you'll get a chance to see this evening, we've got a man to do the barbecue. So you need to know the right words if you're coming to a barbecue. If you come to a barbecue and you see the guy there grilling the meat, you can say, "Oh, macho."
What do you like best about the barbecue?
Oh, I like salads. They're good for you, and you don't have to cook them.
Okay. Now, you're from Britain. What's it like in Britain when you have a barbecue?
Well, in Britain, when we have a barbecue, we always have to watch the sky to see if it's going to rain.
Then it's carried to the games by a series of runners, or sometimes by air for part of the journey. It burns in the stadium from start to finish at every Olympics.
Question 6. All Olympic athletes have to be amateurs, don't they?
Yes. Nobody wins any money, only medals. That's because the most important thing at the Olympic Games is not to win, but to take part.
Question 7. What happens at the opening ceremony?
There's a huge display of song, dance, and music by people from the host country. The flame is lit. The Olympic flag is raised, and one athlete says these words, "In the name of all competitors, I promise that we will take part in the Olympic Games, respecting and abiding by the rules which govern them, in the spirit of sportsmanship, for the glory of sport and the honor of our teams." The games are officially opened by the host country's monarch or political leader.
Question 8. What's the motto of the Olympic movement?
Citius Altius Fortius, which is Latin for faster, higher, stronger.
Part 2.
Sydney 2000. Keywords: the Summer Olympic Games, the Paralympics, the Clark family, Marla Runyon.
Vocabulary: trampoline, vault, triathlon, Paralympics, pentathlon, Olympian.
A. Listen to the first part of a report on the Olympic Games in Sydney. Focus on some numbers or dates and the relevant information. Supply the missing information.
The world's most famous sports event is the Olympic Games. 5 million people are expected to attend the Summer Olympic Games this year in Sydney, Australia. They include leaders and officials from many countries. About 15,000 reporters are there. More than 3,000 million people are expected to watch the games on television. More than 10,000 athletes from 200 countries will compete in 28 different sports in the Summer Games. They will be trying to win medals: gold for first, silver for second, and bronze for third in about 300 events. New additions to the Summer Olympics this year include synchronized diving, women's weightlifting, trampoline, women's pole vault, and the triathlon. The 2000 Summer Olympic Games will end October 1st, after 16 days of competition. The next Summer Games will be held 4 years from now in Athens, Greece. Another international sports event will take place in Sydney following the Summer Olympics. The Paralympic Games will be held from October 18th to the 29th. All the athletes who compete in the Paralympics have a physical disability. About 4,000 disabled athletes will compete this year. The Summer Olympic and the Winter Olympic Games used to be held in the same year every 4 years. Now, however, they are separated. The next Winter Games are less than 2 years away. The Western American city of Salt Lake City, Utah, is busy preparing for the Winter Olympics of 2002.
D. Listen to the second part of the material. Then some statements will be read to you. Decide whether the statements are true or false. Put T or F in the brackets.
Three members of the same American family will compete in Sydney. Hazel Clark, Gerald Miller Clark, and Joetta Clark Diggs are all members of the track and field team. Hazel and Joetta are sisters. Gerald is married to their brother, J.J. Clark. He is the coach for all three women. It is unusual for members of the same family to compete in the Olympics, but it has been done. Jackie Joyner Kersey and her brother's wife, Florence Griffith Joyner, both competed in past Olympics, but they did not compete in the same event. The Clarks do. They all compete in the 800-meter women's foot race. Hazel Clark is the youngest in the Clark family of runners. She was the fastest in the Olympic trials. Her brother's wife, Gerald Miles Clark, was second. Gerald has already won medals in two earlier Olympic Games. Joetta Clark Diggs finished third. She is the oldest at 37. That was the first time three family members finished first, second, and third in the same United States Olympic trials race. And this will be the first time three Americans competing in one Olympic race are from one family. Many people will be watching the 800-meter race to see if the three members of the Clark family can win all three medals. One American athlete who will compete in the Summer Olympics is already a Paralympics champion. Her name is Marla Runyon. She won the 100, 200, and 400-meter races and the long jump at the 1992 Paralympics. She also won the pentathlon competition in 1996. This year...
1. Listen to the first part of the report. Supply the missing words while listening.
As the rhythm of urban life grows faster and faster, there are lots of new and fun things to do. Our recreational life is becoming more and more rich.
How about you? I know you like salads. Tony said you did.
Yeah.
But what do you like best about the barbecue?
Well, I like the barbecue because someone else always does the cooking.
Well, our barbecue is done, and we're all very full. We've eaten a lot, haven't we?
Yes, we have. It's been really great. Thank you.
Thank you for a lovely barbecue.
Oh, it was our pleasure. We've had a great time, but now it's really starting to rain. I'm afraid we have to clean up.
B. Now listen to a report about making pottery.
He is banned from the competition. Athletes who fail a test after winning an event lose their medals. This year, the IOC says it is testing more Olympic athletes more often than ever. The International Olympic Committee bans 6 kinds of substances and 3 methods of increasing performance. One group of banned drugs is anabolic steroids. These substances increase muscle strength. Experts say that some fast-acting steroids now leave the body in just a few hours. That makes them extremely difficult to find. Another banned drug is known as EPO. Erythropoietin increases the production of red blood cells. Officials at the Sydney Olympics are testing for EPO for the first time this year. But experts say the officials may not find any if an athlete stopped taking the drug about a week before the games began. Another banned substance is human growth hormone, which builds muscle size and strength. Others increase the production of red blood cells. They also increase urine production, which can hide the presence of banned drugs. Many of these banned
rafters, and I used to have my brother sit on my bed so there was enough weight that I could put the rope around the leg of my bed and rappel out of the second story window. So then I got the chance to go out at one point with a friend who'd taken a climbing course. So yeah, climbing course is a great thing for all kind of beginner climbers because it's a risk sport. I mean, there's heavy consequences to be paid for a fall.
He hammers a piton into the rock, loops his equipment and slings around his body, and begins to climb, a graceful exercise where he moves freely up and along the rock. Blanchard is thin and in peak physical condition. The muscles in his legs and arms each appear to...
...in the use of solar power. They built structures with materials that can be treated and used again. Half of all water used during the games comes from rainwater. And people are using buses and modern trains instead of cars to get to the games. Even the historic Olympic torch has become cleaner. Almost 3,000 people are involved in removing waste products 24 hours a day from the area of the games. A large amount of the waste material is being reused. Paper containers for holding food are made of a cornstarch material that breaks down in the environment. This waste will be taken to a giant worm farm to be eaten by worms. Environmental activists are praising the use of energy from the sun for houses in the Olympic Village. Athletes are staying in them during the games. Organizers say they hope to repeat their environmental efforts at future Olympic Games.
Part 4. Language Study and Language Appreciation. Listen to the following statements you have learned in the previous and present units. Pay special attention to the parts in bold type. Learn to appreciate and use the language.
1. To reduce the spread of a virus
a disease.
Health experts say washing our hands reduces the spread of viruses and other organisms that cause disease.
Experts say hand washing is the simplest and most effective way to reduce the spread of infectious diseases.
2. To be blamed on.
In addition, millions of food poisoning cases each year are blamed on people who prepare food who do not wash their hands.
The spread of infections often is blamed on health workers who do not wash their hands after treating patients.
3. To have the chance of developing.
Researchers say 1 out of 10 persons in the world has the chance of developing a major depression at some time.
4. To vent one's anger on or upon.
I use any excuse to
sell products throughout the Midwest, but he's also a lifetime skeptic who began to collect these bizarre machines so that he could expose the trickery of quacks, fake healers, and con men and women. He got some help from the American Medical Association and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which have loaned him phony curative machines like the electrometabograph. It's covered with dials and meters.
Cured such things as nymphomania, sensitive to noise, numbness in the body, and so forth.